Hi everyone. Hi, hello, hello, hello. I've missed you guys so much. It's been 3 weeks. Wow, we took an unplanned break. We're really sorry. We're absent without notice and without leave. We're really sorry, guys, from our hearts to yours. Well, you know, your favorite duo is back in the building, ladies and gentlemen, the star of the show, the person whose laughter is making the gold to rise. Everybody make welcome my co-host, part-time crime on the show, Hassana.
Hey everyone. Femi, which one is star of this show?
You are not the star of the show.
That's a new title now to all the ones that you have been saying. But I'll take it.
Take it. Yeah, welcome to the show. Like we said, sorry we've been outside without leave. We had some things to sort out, but we're here now. If you missed us, drop us a message in the comment section. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Substack, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Drop us. Even LinkedIn. Yeah. Drop us a message. Let's know. On YouTube as well. Let's know that you missed us and you missed the podcast. All right. Hassana, you want to introduce today's show?
Yes, definitely. So today's episode, we'll be discussing SMEs, basically how SMEs can prep their supplier payments before the global holiday freeze, because we all know December is coming. And we're talking about something that every single SME that imports or work with foreign suppliers really need to pay attention to, because every year this thing comes around and catches people off guard, which, like I said, is the December, the global holiday freeze. So if you're doing business for a while, if you've been doing business for a while, you already know how chaotic December can be. Payments start taking longer, suppliers could stop responding, shipping slowed down, and then suddenly you're panicking because items are supposed to arrive in quotes before Christmas and they are nowhere in sight. And the funniest part is that this happens every year, but people still wait December before they start moving their money. So today we're going to break down this whole thing, why the global freeze happens, what SMEs, what Nigerian SMEs should expect, the mistake businesses make, and more importantly, how to prepare early so you don't get stuck in the chaos.
Interesting. Very, very good. I mean, it's interesting that this thing happens every year and people still get stuck. I find that very interesting. You know, I personally, I found it very, very interesting that, you know, why do you think people don't, like, they just, you know, leave it to chance? Are they just not interested? What do you think the issue is?
I feel some people just try to move things last minute, thinking, I mean, what's the worst that can happen? I think that's just the problem, but they don't know that a lot can actually happen.
So they're like, what's the worst that can happen? And business is like, ooh, okay, let's find out.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So now, but to like give context to the conversation, right? Why do you think that every Christmas there's usually like a, I don't know, like this rush and you know, pressure and all of that? Is it because of increased demand? Is it because people don't plan well? What do you think the issue is?
So we know that, I mean, we can tell December is hands down like very busy financial logistics month, because everywhere is shutting down. Most people get their stuff from China. China starts shutting down factories. I mean, the US, Europe, they go on like their Christmas, New Year breaks. I mean, people have to be with their families. Suppliers may reduce their working hours. Banks around the world start reducing their processing hours. Shipping companies, they are overwhelmed, they are overloaded. I mean, everything just slows down. So I think that's the problem. Everybody needs to go on holiday.
So that's what we call the global holiday freeze. You know, people are shutting down and there's increased demand. So now, let's now enter in the Nigerian context. Because, you know, some countries, even they have some of these challenges, it's not as bad, right? It's not as, you know, complicated. But let's put it in the Nigerian context, you know. There's peak cargo traffic. Some people, you know what's funny, right? When people hear, most people hear traffic, they only think of traffic on the road, you know. You're in a car, you're in a bus, you're on a bike, and there's traffic on the road. And it's sometimes difficult to imagine how there's going to be traffic on the high sea. Like, is the sea not big enough? I mean, do we have that many ships on the high seas, on the you know, on the water and all of that? Then customs and experience backlog, freight companies have huge demand and a huge cargo load to clear. And even the banks, you know, the banks are also closing down for the year. So there's that pressure and demand before your payments goes out. So and then, if you look, as you started looking around, Christmas decorations are beginning to appear, hampers and presents are beginning to appear in the stores. So the closer we get towards December, the higher the pressure is going to be. The turnaround time will have to get tighter. So yeah, how should small businesses, how should business owners prepare for this?
First is, would say to talk to your supplier. Ask them, oh, when is the last day they're accepting payments? Last day they are shipping, their holiday closure date. This, at least with this information, you know what's going on. It saves you a lot of stress. Pay early. Don't wait till when it's like the 20th or the 18th or even 15th. Aim to pay earlier than that and give your payment like a 2 3 day buffer. And also monitor rates, watch the FX, look for a stable window, and avoid rushing to buy FX on days where everyone is panicking. And another one I'll say is prioritize your stock. What are the items that move fast? What do customers always ask for during holidays? Those are the ones you should pay for first. Don't wait for customers to start placing Christmas orders. By then, the global logistics is already slowing down. And of course, there's no way I'm not going to talk about one remit because this is where it makes a difference. December is one of the months where your choice of payment partner can make or break your business. And with one remit, speed is everything. One remit does like fast on time settlements on many
Rich.
corridors. Far faster than what you get from traditional banks during the holiday slowdown. There's transparent rates, there's no inflated rates, no surprises. You see your rates before you pay, which helps you avoid being overcharged when the market is unstable. No hidden charges. You know exactly what you're paying for. There's access. When bank closed, there's nothing you can do. But with one remit, you can still initiate your payments. This is a very serious advantage in December. You know immediately when the supplier gets the fund. And I mean, peace of mind, like I always say, is crucial when you are dealing with payments. And our customer service is A1. If your payment needs to be traced or anything, you can reach out to someone who will help, not next week. They will help you now.
You see that trace
So, yeah.
is a really big deal. Especially as we enter the demand season, sometimes the network freezes up. Sometimes the banks network doesn't deliver, and all of those things, these things matter, right? And then, you want somebody to quickly give you a response time and be able to trace, your funds wherever they may be and say, okay, I've paid. What's the time or what's the timeline and what are we doing and all of that. So those things really help in terms of and that. So yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay. So I think there's one more thing I wanted us to mention before you go. Oh yeah, we already mentioned the customer support, accessibility, hidden charges. One last word for businesses this Christmas season. I like that you mentioned that they should stock, that businesses can stock stuff that stuff they can
They
customer
know
that no
that
will
to
sell.
ask for.
I like that you said that
Yeah.
that they can also sort out the shipping windows and everything. But one last word for them.
What I would say is December doesn't have to stress you out as a business owner. If you plan early, act early, and use the right tools, you have the ultimate peace of mind. And the global holiday freeze is not new, happens every year, but the business owners that prepare early, those are the ones that will keep their customers happy and avoid unnecessary loss. And I will say again that with one remit, you get the speed, transparency, and flexibility you need to navigate December like a pro that you are. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with another business owner. Let's help more SMEs, more Nigerian SMEs avoid December
Yes, I
stress.
agree. I very much agree. It's extremely crucial. Let's help more businesses avoid all the December drama and December stress and December issues. Let's help them get the best of this month. All right. Thank you everyone for listening to us. Thank you so much. You guys have been amazing. You have been very, very, very amazing. Shout out to Hassana, who been an amazing co-host. Like I said, the star of the show. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Femi from One Remit, money that is intercontinental. See you on the next one.